The Happy Prince. Long ago, there was a great statue of a happy prince. High above a city, this beautiful gold-covered statue stood with two sapphires for eyes. Everyone thought it was the most wonderful statue in the world. One day, a little swallow flew over the city. His friends had gone away to Egypt, but he had stayed behind to spend more time in the city. As the weather became colder, the swallow saw the great statue of the prince and decided he would sleep on the prince's golden feet. Just as the bird was about to sleep, he felt a drop land on his head, and then again, and again. "Why won't this statue protect me from the rain?" he wondered. But when he looked up, he realized the statue was crying. The bird flew up to the statue's face and asked, "Oh, happy prince, why are you crying?" The happy prince replied, "Standing so high, I can see many terrible things happening to my people. My heart is made of stone, but all I can do is cry." "I see," said the swallow. "Look," said the prince. "There is a woman working all night, and her son has a fever. Please bring them the sapphires from my eyes so that she can buy medicine." The swallow took the sapphires and gave them to the poor woman. By now, the weather was getting cold, and the swallow had to go to Egypt soon. He told the prince, but the prince said, "Please stay one more night. There are two boys living under a bridge with no food and no warmth. Please take the gold from my body and give it to them." The swallow gave the gold to the boys, but as he flew back to the prince, he felt weak. The winter weather had come, and it was too cold for him. He flew up to the prince to say goodbye. "Goodbye, swallow. You must go to Egypt now," the prince said. The swallow replied, "I cannot go to Egypt. It is too cold now, and I will die." The swallow kissed the prince and fell down on his feet. Now, without the gold and eyes, the happy prince was no longer beautiful. The people were angry that such an ugly statue was in their city. They decided to burn the statue. After the statue had burned, there was a surprise. All that was left was the prince's stone heart, broken in half.